You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are celebrating the power of people helping other people here on RNIB Connect Radio and an incredible £50 million in funding raised by players of the Postcode Lottery. And what makes this milestone so special is the fact that it reflects a simple idea, people helping people. Every time someone buys a ticket, they are helping someone else live a more independent life with greater confidence too. You join me here at Holborn Library in central London, and I'm with Lara Marshall, who is RNIB's Libraries Engagement Manager, and Fiona Tarn, who's Head of Libraries here in Camden, to find out how the funding that has been made by players of the Postcode Lottery has made a real difference and has helped them work together to make a real difference for blind and partially sighted library visitors. Lara and Fiona, it's great to have you both with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely to be here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So, Lara, firstly, do tell me a little bit about your role as RNIB's Libraries Engagement Manager and how you've been able to help blind and partially sighted people who are coming to the library here in Holborn. So tell me a little bit about your role.
Yeah, so I've been in this role just over 3 years at RNIB. Previously, I was a librarian for 17 years. So coming in, my role specifically is to support and empower libraries all over the UK with their provision for blind and partially sighted people. So the Postcode Lottery, players of the Postcode Lottery, fund my post entirely, which is brilliant. And this allows me to go out into the community, liaise with all sorts of libraries, especially public libraries, where we're here today, to be able to provide them with the training, the support, the advice, and really, you know, anything else that they need to be able to enhance their offer to blind and partially sighted people in the community.
And this milestone funding is all about people helping other people. And Lara, this is very much what you have been doing, working closely with Fiona here at Holborn Library and across other libraries in Camden, helping them to make a real difference to blind and partially sighted library visitors. Do give me a couple of examples of the work that you've been doing with Fiona.
Absolutely. Fiona's been an absolute pleasure to work with because she started working at Camden roughly the same time as I started working at RNIB. We actually first came in contact when RNIB was moving offices. We were moving from Judge Street to Grimaldi, and I was looking for a place for the RNIB Products for Life store to be. And we were researching options about whether it could be at a Camden library. We decided on the British Library in the end, but that connection, that partnership, only grew. So I was able to feed into sort of refurbishments, renovations at Swiss Cottage, at Holborn, at various other places, just to be able to make sure that accessibility was front and centre when those designs were being talked about, making sure that they were inclusive, you know, that was being discussed. So that was definitely one way. We were able also to look at the accessible technology within the libraries to make sure that the public PCs were as accessible as possible. We now have one with specialist software on it. We also worked together on a special project for a device called the Envoy Connect, which the RNIB reading services are still looking into, to be able to provide audiobooks in a different format, as well as actually lots of other little things as well. What's so fabulous about Fiona is that when she's got a new project, she'll just loop me in and sort of ask me, what can I do to make this more accessible, which is wonderful. So it just keeps that conversation open because, like we all know, accessibility isn't a tick box exercise. It is just an ongoing conversation.
Fiona, do tell me a little bit about what it was like working with Lara on making the services here at Holborn Library and across other Camden libraries more accessible to blind and partially sighted people. And what sort of things were you doing with Lara to make things more accessible here?
It's been an absolute pleasure working with Lara. As soon as I reach out to Lara, every time, it's a quick response, a positive response. and she's always looking to support me to make the libraries in Camden much more accessible. All of the projects that Lara's mentioned, the Envoy Connect, has just simply meant that people who are visually impaired can connect with the libraries in a much more meaningful way. So they can download the e-books, e-audiobooks onto the Envoy Connect, and that opens up that service to them, which it wouldn't otherwise be there for them. It's been an absolute pleasure working with Lara. As she mentioned, she's also supported us with accessibility of buildings. We've got the big Kilburn project just about to start. That will close down in May and reopen in November, but Lara was instrumental from the beginning of planning that project and helped us with an access audit to support us to find funding for that project. So it's been, the partnership has been just growing from strength to strength.
Have you had any comments or feedback from blind and partially sighted people now that, you know, things are sort of up in place here at Holborn Library and across other Camden libraries? And, you know, have you had any comments and feedback at all?
Yes, we're gathering feedback from our residents, and definitely the projects that we've particularly worked with Lara on and the RNIB have had a definite positive impact, and we've been able to train the staff across the 9 Camden libraries. It has resulted in an enhanced service for the residents of Camden, and now we're spreading out across London with the ambition to develop tech hubs in London across London libraries through the work that Lara does.
And Fiona, libraries have certainly changed quite a lot over the years, and it's not just about coming in and borrowing a book or other types of media. Libraries are almost a sort of, I suppose, focal point for people and the communities around them. There is so much, you know, sort of more on offer in libraries. And I suppose, what other services do you have here at Holborn Library and across Camden Libraries, and how have you made them more accessible to blind and partially sighted people to make them feel more part of the library community as well?
Yes, there is so much going on in libraries in Camden and across London. You are totally right. The core offer is always for us books and reading, and that's really important. But libraries now are real support hubs to residents. In Camden, we're developing them as neighbourhood hubs. So we're looking very much at the local level and bringing council services and other partners into libraries so that we can support residents with all of their needs. As well as visually impaired and blind people, we're working with an organisation called Synergy, which champions for people with learning disabilities. So again, we're always looking at ways to make our spaces more accessible to all residents. We also have the Home Library Service as well, which delivers books and audio books out to residents. So we try in so many different ways to make the libraries accessible, but also ensure that we work with residents. We don't just want to deliver to them, but we want to work with them to make sure the services are meeting their needs.
And a lot of people come into libraries for various sort of group meetings and things like that, like book clubs and things, but also it's just a meeting place and a place for people to come and chat with other people, I suspect, as well.
No, definitely. Our recent engagement on the library strategy has shown us how important the libraries are for bringing people together through the cultural events that we do. It came out very strongly in our engagement that residents feel safe in library spaces because they just can come, dwell, and even if they don't speak to another person, they feel connected because they're in a place where they feel safe and there's other people around them. So it's wonderful to hear how, you know, appreciative the residents are of library spaces.
And it must be good also having that sort of training and working closely with Lara, not only for you, but for the rest of the staff in the library as well, so they're able to meet and welcome blind and partially sighted people.
Yeah, no, the training was so valuable for library staff because they are meeting and greeting residents every day. But the addition of a training just, you know, enhances that service that they can give to people as they walk in.
Lara, it must be so good hearing how your role as RNIB's Libraries Engagement Manager has made a real difference here in Holborn Library and across other Camden libraries too. Through the work that Fiona has been doing here at the library, welcoming and supporting blind and partially sighted people, which is all about sort of people helping other people, and very much like how players of the postcode lottery are helping the RNIB to make its work possible every time they enter the draw.
100%. I think one of the biggest barriers in my work is presenting this offer, this fabulous offer that we, you know, we have for people, but it's people who are enthusiastic to take that offer up. And working with Fiona in Camden across London has been fab because she's got the enthusiasm, but also the dedication and the openness to kind of go, you know what, this may not be 100% right. We'd love your feedback on this, you know? So I think just that openness to work together and to partner together as well.
Well, thanks to funding raised by players and awarded by the Postcode Care Trust, the RNIB has received an amazing £50 million in flexible funding since 2018, which has made a real difference to the lives of many blind and partially sighted people. And if you would like to find out more about how the RNIB is working to make a more inclusive society for blind and partially sighted people, like the work that Lara does in her role as RNIB's Libraries Engagement Manager, do visit the RNIB website, which is rnib.org.uk, or you can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. And to find out more about the Postcode Lottery, do go to postcodelottery.co.uk. Well, thank you so much indeed, Fiona and Lara, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and for telling me more about how the amazing funding from players of the Postcode Lottery has made a real difference to blind and partially sighted library visitors here at Holborn Library and across other Camden libraries in London.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.